In national news, Australian fur seals on Dean Mar Island, once Australia's largest fur seal colony, have been reportedly experiencing extreme hair loss due to increasing pollution. In the last 9 years, the colony has dropped over 40%, and only 700 seal pups were born this summer compared to 2,000 pups 20 years ago. As the seal's fur helps them to thermoregulate, experts believe that the hair loss is directly linked to the shrinking population, resulting in poor health and shorter feeding periods. Other concerns that seals with alopecia may lead to vulnerabilities to the H5N1 strain of bird flu. Also in national news, Super Consumers research shows that about 15.7 million people do not have a binding death benefits nomination, meaning their super fund can decide who inherits their accumulated super and any insurance when they die. Super Consumers chief executive Xavier O'Halloran commented on the lack of binding death benefit nomination, saying, quote, "Funds have been doing a very poor job of letting people know that they have to have one set up," end quote. Commissioner Simone Constand from the Australian Securities Investment Commission says funds, quote, "must be more proactive rather than relying on passive communication through annual statements," end quote. The ASIC also found limited industry-wide progress on speeding up death benefit claims. The federal government is considering whether to change the law to include mandatory timeframes for super funds to respond to insurance claims.
In international news, Israel has rejected the Trump administration's 15-point Gaza peace proposal. The plan calls for focusing on disarming Hamas's weaponry and weapon depots in stages. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says this process is unacceptable and insists Hamas to be fully disarmed before any military withdrawal. Hamas, who had agreed to the deal in late July, says it remains committed to implementing the agreement. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a very high chance of showers. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.